coming to you live from the studios of the Clinch County News in Homerville, Georgia. It's the Behind the News podcast with Lynn Robbins and Blake Pittman.
Hello, folks and fans in South Georgia. Welcome to this week's Behind the News podcast. We're talking about what's going on in Clinch County, Axon County, Eccles County, and Lanier County. I'm Lynn Robbins, along with Blake Pittman. We'll be going behind the news, behind the headlines of those counties and this week and what's going on, including graduation rates have been released by the state of Georgia. We'll go over all the counties in the area and how they did on graduation rates from 2019. We'll talk about homecoming. Axon County had homecoming last week. Clinch County, Lanier County having homecoming this week. We'll go over all the events and news about that. Got a story in the Clinch County News about the Public Service Commission and tabling a proposed agreement with AGL concerning the Coffee Corner explosion. We also had a big week of football. Clinch County had a big game against Irwin County. Charlton County and Atkinson County went at. We'll talk about those big games. Lee Container and Homerville is having its 30th anniversary celebration this week. We'll talk about that as well, along with a whole lot more. We appreciate you listening this week for the Behind the News podcast. We also appreciate our sponsors. Those sponsors include Lutz Brown, Pegler Manley Insurance in Homerville, the Shack Cafe over in Pearson, Country Cabin Restaurant, and Roberts Milling Company. We appreciate those folks. If you see them, tell them you appreciate them sponsoring the Behind the News podcast. We're going to hear from one of those sponsors right now.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Roberts Milling Company, your local feed and seed supplier on West Albany Avenue in Pearson, Georgia. It is also brought to you by The Shack Cafe, located at 74 West Albany Avenue in Pearson. The Shack is open from Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. They have a hot bar for breakfast and lunch, as well as burgers, fish, chicken, and steak all throughout the day. Also, for one of the best steaks around, check out the Country Cabin Restaurant, located at 879 Mary Batten Road in Pearson. They have the best steaks, chicken, and seafood around. They are open on Thursdays from 5 to 8:30 p.m. and Friday and Saturday from 5 to 9:30 p.m. Come out and see what it's all about.
Hello, beautiful podcast people. I'm Lynn Robbins, publisher of the Clinch County News, Lanier County Advocate, Axon County Citizen, and Eccles County Echo. I'm joined by Blake Pittman, editor of the Axon County Citizen. Blake's been under the weather, so we're glad he's out and about now. And we're going to be talking about things going on this week in this area of South Georgia and what was in our newspapers and behind the headlines. One of the big headlines for all of our newspapers this week was graduation rates from 2019. This past graduating class were released by the state of Georgia. And good news for all of our communities, particularly Eccles County, that had a 100% graduation rate. And that graduation rate, it's called a cohort graduation rate, which is a calculation involving how many kids I think start in maybe ninth grade, I think, and then how many 4 years later graduate, taking into account some, you know, whether or not kids move or whatever. And Axon County had a perfect 62 of 60, Eccles County had a perfect 62 of 60. Two, so 100%. There was only one other school system in the state of Georgia, Webster County, that was able to achieve that. There were some individual high schools that were able to achieve it, but no systems. So congratulations to Eccles County. The state, all of our local communities bested the state average, which the state average was, I'm looking at it right now, and it is 82%.
Yeah,
which is an all-time high, and that seems sort of low to me, Blake, but Lanier County had 84.2%. That's the highest they've ever had. So that was, I think they had 85 out of 101 graduate. Atkinson County, 89.7, really 90%, 105 out of 117. Clinch County had a graduation rate right next to Atkinson County, 88.8, 87 out of 98. Clinch last year had 98.7, had one of the best in the state of Georgia. They dropped down. It's, you know, going up and down sometimes with your classes, but those were among the tops in our area, I'll tell you what the other ones were. Berrien County was 86.6, Brantley County 85.5%, Charlton County 90.8, Coffee 84.2, Lowndes 91.7, and Ware County 86. So, you know, if you look at those counties in the area, Blake, Eccles would be number one, yeah. I guess. Atkinson, no, Lowndes would be number two. Atkinson would be number three. Clinch would be number four. So that's good news on that front.
Oh, yeah.
And also, we have individual stories in our papers where, like, Bob Brown, the superintendent of Atkinson County, commented on that, and Anita Watson. And so you can get a little bit local look if you read our papers this week. Homecoming went on last week with Atkinson County. Blake, tell us about it. It was a big homecoming all the way around, wasn't it?
It was. They hosted Charlton County. Number one, and if you remember Charlton County from the past, it's they've always had a good squad. Not that they didn't this year, and they actually scared ATCO. They were leading Pearson 14-0 going into halftime, and the defense came out after half, according to Coach McGowan, and just played lights out, totally shut Charlton down, gave the offense some room to breathe, and they were able to put together a pretty good standing there. They scored a kickoff return. They had passing touchdowns as well as rushing touchdowns. They were able to put together, let's see, they had 271 yards rushing and then another 79 through the air. So 381 altogether between that and their special teams. So it was a pretty good weekend, Rebel Country. They named Homecoming King and Queen. I have a picture of them on the front page. That was Lexi Cardenas and David Abanza. So congratulations to those two. But yeah, pretty big weekend, ATCO. That's the first time they've beaten Charlton County in, according to Coach McGowan, he said 28 years.
I think it was since 1991. Would that be right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah. That's like 20. Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they did that. And so, yeah, congratulations to ATCO on that win.
Homecoming is also going on this week in Lanier County and in Clinch County. In Lanier, they will be having their homecoming parade today. We're broadcasting this on or recording this on Thursday, so that's Thursday tonight at 6 p.m. And I'll go wind through the downtown area, and then I believe at halftime they will announce the King and Queen and all the other awards that are going on. And they are playing Atkinson County.
They are.
So that's their homecoming opponent on Friday night. And so that's homecoming at Lanier County High School. At Clinch County High School, the parade will be tomorrow, Friday, at 2 p.m. going through downtown Homerville. There are four seniors vying for homecoming queen. They don't have the king like some other schools.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. We're like one of the only ones around here that doesn't do the homecoming king.
No. And they are Katie James, Shenotica Wesley, Isabella Leventon, and Liliana Pittman.
A little partial to that last one.
Exactly. And they will be crowned, one of them will be crowned homecoming queen at 6, or in pregame festivities, which start at 6:30 tomorrow night. Clinch is playing Wilcox. And in a little bit, we'll go over that. But they'll be having a homecoming dance on Saturday night, I believe, and a pep rally tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I think it starts at 8. I think Liliana said it's 8 to 9, 8:30 to 9:30.
Yep. And they already did the bonfire on Sunday, and Mr. and Miss Flame were chosen then, which I believe are chosen by the football players and the cheerleaders. I'm not sure about that. Is that right?
Do what now? Yeah, that's the way it used to be.
Yeah, I think that's
who's chosen by
which Zach football. Robbins was Mr. Flame and Isabella Leventon was Miss Flame. And we'll talk about football games. I don't want to get to the Clinch Wilcox game. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, but first we're going to hear a word from our sponsors right now.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit your local insurance folks at Lutz Brown Pigler and Manley in downtown Homerville, or give them a call at 487-5411.
Welcome back, magnificent podcast people. I'm Lynn Robbins, joined by Blake Pittman. You're listening to the Behind the News podcast. We're talking about what's going on in Clinch, Eccles, Atkinson, and Lanier counties this week. And one of the things that is in the Clinch County paper that has been ongoing for a couple of weeks, which we've reported about, was that the Public Service Commission, which is the state agency that oversees utilities, was set to approve an agreement with the Atlanta Gas Light concerning the Coffee Corner explosion, which was in August of 2018. And in that, a utility company was digging on Cortland Avenue, and they struck a gas line. They also struck a sewage line at the same time, and the gas went into the sewer and went into Coffee Corner and exploded, and three local women were seriously injured in that. They've recovered, but still have effects from that terrible accident. But they were going to make the PSC staff was going to make a recommendation that the AGL be fined basically $250,000 to pay for gas detectors and other educational components. But when they went to vote, this was last Tuesday, Jason Shaw, who we all know from being a former state rep who's now on the Public Service Commission, said that he wasn't satisfied with, you know, the PSC staff didn't even know how many fire stations in the state had this type of gas detectors. And so he wanted to find that out, because he wanted every fire station to have whatever gas detecting equipment they needed. So they tabled that decision. And as we explained last week, and I want to explain it again, the fine by PSC is not, this isn't a lawsuit. This is just them looking over the situation and finding if somebody was negligent in that, and then trying to correct it so it doesn't happen again, according to Jason Shaw. And so if, like, say, the victims or the property owners wanted to file a lawsuit, which none of them have as of right now, but I think there is going to be lawsuits in this, they can file a civil lawsuit and then get damages, and also a jury could find negligence, or that could be some kind of settlement. So that hasn't come down the road. This is sort of separate, and as I said, Jason Shaw and the Public Service Commission, they want to try to fix the situation so these kind of accidents don't happen again. So, and you can read all about that. We have a pretty lengthy story in the Clinch County News about that. Okay, let's go back to football. Clinch County lost to Irwin County in the battle of number one and number two rematch of the 2015, 2017, and 2018 state championships in Osceola on Friday, 14-0. Irwin County, the ball literally bounced their way, in that they scored on two fumble recoveries. One in the first half, where a guy ran up the middle, ball pops out, and another guy just took it off, went running with it, and half the people didn't know where the ball was.
Yeah, nobody knew where the ball was.
And so that was like a 78-yard touchdown run. Then Clinch County, in the second half, the score 6-0, defensive battle. And in the second half, I believe this was early in the fourth quarter, Clinch County, we thought that Clinch County recovered a fumble and returned it for a touchdown. Well, they had an inadvertent whistle after we recovered it. And the replay showed that the guy who recovered it, Xavier Trawick, was not down. He just picked up the fumble and took off. And that should have been a touchdown. And Clinch would have probably gone ahead 7-6. Instead, they then turned around and fumbled and bounced up in Irwin County's hands, and they returned it at like 75 yards for a touchdown. Those are their two touchdowns. And a lot of the Clinch folks were upset with some of the the calls in the game. But, Blake, to be fair, Clinch's offense just didn't do anything in the second half.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with you on that one.
I mean, we didn't complete a pass. We had three interceptions. We had 165 yards on the ground. And you know, the beautiful thing about that is in 2015 and 2017 and 2018, as we alluded to, Clinch County's lost this game, came back and won the state championship against Irwin County. Right. And the good thing, and whether or not they face Irwin County is immaterial, what we've done in the past, Clinch has, is they've taken this game and they said, okay, well, we need to, Irwin has shown us what we need to improve on. And in this case, I think Clinch's defense is pretty dang good.
Yeah.
And so is Irwin's, obviously. But what Clinch has to improve on is offensively becoming more versatile. And from my understanding, we're going to be banged up going into this game against Wilcox, who is undefeated.
Yeah, Wilcox has got a pretty tough team this year, too.
Yeah, they have been killing people. So this is not the game after the Irwin game where you can relax. This is going to be another knockdown drag out like they've had in three of the last four games when you play Brooks County and Irwin County. Yep. And then, you know, Wilcox County hasn't beat the Panthers in like 7 years, so they're going to be coming and topping off. It's homecoming.
It's homecoming, yeah.
So, Panther fans, this is no longer the Wilcox we played last year or the year before. You need to come out to Donald Tyson Field. It should be really, I think people are underestimating how good this game could be.
Yeah, it could be a it could be one of the closer homecoming games we've had in years.
Well, and you know, they have these lines that they do, computer generated lines that they put in Georgia High School Football Daily, and the line was something like Wilcox by 20.
Yeah,
I mean, no, Clinch by 20 something, which they aren't taking into effect that we're banged up. We got some injuries, and
Wilcox has a very strong air attack.
Yeah, and I heard their quarterback's athletic and he can run.
Well, they've got all these dang track stars. Yeah. That play football over there. Yeah. So the guys are fast.
I would bet against the line on that. I think it's going to be much closer than 20 points. Yeah. I'm just hoping Clinch can win. If they can get a W, I don't care if it's 2-0.
If our defensive line and interior plays like they did against Irwin, I don't think we'll have a problem.
We just
can't throw off your back. Yeah, that's a general rule for a quarterback.
Yeah. Well, and also, we got to watch when they fumble. I mean, that was Irwin's play. Let's fumble the ball and something good will happen.
Well, you know, on that first one they scored on, even video in the game, I missed the fumble. I was like, how? And so after the game, when I got still and could go back on the iPad, you can see it. The time we hit him, the ball drops right out of his left arm. The only person that saw it was the guy that returned it in the line judge. Mm-hmm. And when the guy realized, he was like, oh, dang, there's the football. And he just picks it up. And by that time, you know, we had one guy that had an angle on him that could have made the stop. And they had one of their wide receivers just run in front of him just enough to slow him down to get that separation. Ain't nothing you can do about that, people.
Nope. So, big games Atkinson traveling to Lanier for their homecoming.
They dead set they're going to beat Lanier for homecoming this year, too.
So, that should be interesting. And, of course, Clinch hosting Wilcox. First time Clinch has been back home since the season
forever.
Opener.
Yeah. 2005 season, it seems like.
Two other things in the Clinch and Lanier papers. We have Mr. Bob Armstrong celebrated his 100th birthday recently. We got a little picture and story about that on the front page. And in the Lanier County paper, we have a lady from Lanier County, Margaret Connor, who celebrated her 99th birthday. And we have pictures of both of those celebrations. So congratulations to those folks and their families. That's something definitely newsworthy.
Oh, yeah.
Another newsworthy thing that we have in the paper is Lee Container is celebrating 30 years in of business this week. I think they're having a company-wide picnic or something tomorrow for members of the for employees and their families. And in the Clinch County News, we appreciate Lee Container putting in this big full-page picture, sort of has pictures of Mr. and Mrs. Lee and the Lee family and some of the Lee Container employees. So congratulations to a really good corporate citizen, and not just for Clinch County, but our community and our state, Lee Container. Congratulations to them for 30 years of business. Blake, tell us about the Axon County Commission story you have in the Axon County Citizens.
Well, they had their Board of Commissioners meeting last week, like always. And for the third or fourth time, Robbie Stone has been at not this particular meeting, but of course, you know, he had to go to all of them, all of the municipality meetings with this safe haven law that we've discussed a time or two. And the Board of Commissioners had about the best response that I've seen to date with this issue. He presented it before them and, you know, gave them all the details of what the safe haven law entails. For those of you that aren't familiar with the safe haven law in Georgia, basically states that a woman has up to 30 days after her child is born, if she decides that she doesn't want it, she can take it to a 24-hour place like sheriff's department, police department, fire station, hospital, emergency room, anything of that nature that is staffed 24 hours with an official medical or law enforcement personnel, and can leave that child there with them without fear of being charged for abandonment and stuff of that nature. Now, they will try to ask her for some basic information like, you know, just health-related questions, not familial questions or anything like that. And so Robbie has been going around to, you know, making people aware of it. And I think it was more, you know, he wanted not to advertise, but make people aware that it was out there. And the other two municipalities, City of Pearson and City of Willacoochee, kind of looked at it like it was an issue that they may need to be voted on or whatever. You know, we need to table it, we need to research it before we go any further with it. And so he presented it to the Atkinson County Board of Commissioners, and after they went through it, the commissioners basically said, this is a state law, and it's not really something that we need to approve, because if we have something that's open 24 hours with the appropriately staffed people, they can drop a baby off, you know, here, whether we approve it in a meeting or not, because it is a fully enacted state law. And so they decided to table whatever they're going to do, I guess, until the next meeting, so they can, you know, I guess be more prepared on how to notify people where to go in case. I mean, you know, it's a sad state of affairs that we have people that would abandon newborn babies, but I'm thankful that this law is in place so they can at least take the child somewhere, you know, where to be taken care of and looked after instead of just putting in a dumpster or whatever. And now once they get that kid, there's certain protocol they have to take. They will call 911 and DFACS immediately, and somebody will be sent to collect that child from them. It's just an alternative, like, you know, for like leaving it on doorsteps or something. I don't know if people actually do that anymore. But after they discussed that, they went through other regular stuff. They approved buying a new truck for the sheriff's department, approved buying a truck for the building inspector, opened two sealed bids for fuel tankers they've been advertising for forever, bought an excavator, upgraded some of the road department equipment, and so forth and so on. So get you a newspaper and check that out. We got more detailed information, page one and page three.
Tell us about the Ben and Blake's Excellent Adventure podcast. You've been sick this week, and y'all had to you're putting in a rerun. Is that right?
Yeah, Ben and Blake had to take a hiatus this week. I was diagnosed with pneumonia in both lungs Sunday, and spent Sunday and Monday in the hospital. And so, you know, it's kind of hard to do a podcast when you can't breathe and talk. And like even doing this now, you know, I can tell my voice is I'm not even going to be able to talk in the next hour or two. But so yeah, we tried a couple of times, and it just never worked out with me being sick or running the fever or what have you. So we decided to just scratch a brand new episode for this week. I'm going to go back this afternoon into our archives and find one of the ones that we haven't, you know, that's been that one of the first ones or so that we recorded, and just throw that back up there to give you something to chew on. We will record probably Monday this week, and we will have brand new, and we're going to be discussing top movies from the 90s like we planned on doing this past week. So it should be fun. We do apologize to all our loyal listeners out there, but we will be back this week. Lynn, you got anything else?
No.
Well, before we get out of here, why don't you tell us what Lynn's column's about this week?
It's titled "Thou Shalt Read Funny Church Signs." And I just went online and went to Google Images and did funny church signs. And, you know, you got to watch out because some of these are not, some of them that they have on there, they're Photoshopped. So I found the real ones. And some of them were, I had some from a column I wrote a long time ago, and I included some of them.
Yeah.
And I got some new ones. Like one of them, the new ones is Adam and Eve - the first people to not read the Apple's terms and conditions. And so I had some modern one church signs that were, I think another one is tweet others as you would like to be tweeted. And so it's a true funny church sign, so check that out. But yeah, that's the column this week. Folks, we appreciate you listening to the Behind the News podcast. We appreciate our sponsors, the Shack Cafe, Country Cabin Restaurant over in Atchison County, Roberts Milling Company, our friends there, and our friends also at Lutz Brown, Pegler, and Manly Insurance. If you see those folks, tell them you appreciate them sponsoring the Behind the News podcast. Come back next week. We'll have a brand new podcast where we go over the news in our community and update you on what's going on the stuff that's in the paper and also stuff that may not be in the paper that you need to know about to be an informed citizen. Again, we appreciate you listening. For Blake Pittman, this is Lynn Robbins saying we'll see you next week.